the BATTLEFORDS, for this year's Chapel Gallery Member Exhibition, set to run November 30 to January 7, nearly 26 artists from the Battlefords and surrounding area are preparing their best, brightest, or newest work to showcase. I am tremendously proud of the work that is accomplished by our members each year. This exhibition is a culmination of hard work and lots of failures, which has resulted in the creation of some very successful work, Leah Garvin, curator and manager of galleries for the City of North Battleford, said in an email statement. Garvin said that many members of the Battleford's Art Club, which meets weekly at the Donross Center Craft Room, or are members of Art Creative Studios and will be together on deck 7 from 6 to 8:30 p.m. for the reception. They are driving the art scene in the Battlefords and keeping it vibrant. For me, it's been wonderful to see how individual artists have explored and taken their work into different directions, improved upon their technical skills and creatively advanced their artist practice, Garvin said. In this exhibition, I particularly see some marked improvement among the work that has been created, she added. Approximately 55 works will be on exhibit from various artists including Pam Beaver, Sharon Burns, Charlie Ferrero, Brianne Hager, Heather Hochbahn, Cindy Hopp, Grace Guerin, Bonnie McNabb, Joanne Rivers Wing, and Rosemary Stadnick, to name a few. Brianne Hager, current secretary for the Battlefords Art Club, is presenting art for the first time and told the News Optimist that she's thrilled to be a part of the event this year. This is my first gallery member exhibition, and I'm thrilled to be showcasing my art. While I've admired the artwork in the gallery before, I never truly saw myself as an artist. Having work displayed there feels great, standing alongside the wealth of talent presented by other local artists. Hager will have a set of 3 mixed-media paintings on display, made with watercolor, ink, and a Zentangle pattern she learned through the Battlefords Art Club, all combined with a 3D element. For me, it isn't the subject or theme as much as the process, although I am drawn more to nature, especially the night sky, Hager said. But I enjoy the process of taking an image, a butterfly or a cityscape, and finding ways to bring it to life. I enjoy the challenge and the problem solving. How can I add texture to the butterflies? What could I use to make the antennae? She added. Pam Peaver, another art club member and its current president, is also looking forward to the show. I've participated before and really love the exposure that the gallery gives members of the art community in the Battlefords, she told the Beaver told the News Optimist. She will be bringing 2 older pieces for display, belonging to her brother, Robin Miller, and a new 3rd piece made within the last year. You can see the change in my style to my brother's 2 to now. It's exciting, she said. I create art for myself, and if someone else loves it, that brings me joy. So it's exciting for me, and I love the feedback.